advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and my guests are the Hidalgos. It is Nicole and Charlie. Hey, folks, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. It's been an interesting week here with a storm hitting the Northeast and causing a lot of issues. And I know for travelers and just people in general trying to get through a difficult thing. They're not really super used to hurricanes hitting the Northeast. It's more of a Southeast phenomenon, but yeah, we wish them the best. But you're a ways away from there right now. You guys are in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah, we just got here a couple days ago. So
yeah, so you came from where, and then in Tulsa to going where? Where's Tulsa between for you guys?
So we're actually in the process of heading back home, but
to Florida.
Yeah. So we started Florida. We were in New Mexico a few days ago.
Phoenix, and then we were in Utah for a whole month.
Yeah.
Ah, wow. Okay. So you're getting around a little bit. Where in Florida are you?
Tampa.
Oh, you're in Tampa. Okay. So we're about 3.5-4 hours away from you. We're over near the Miami Fort Lauderdale area. So we,
My family's in the Boynton Beach area.
So okay. So that's very close to us. Yeah. That's just a short drive away. But of course, as we all know, in Tampa is the big RV show every year. They have a huge one. That's a big deal. Have you guys ever been to that?
No. We actually just heard about it while we've been on the road. We're like, oh, we missed that.
Well, given with everything with COVID and everything, it's been spotty for some folks as well, trying to make it there. But it's a very popular RV show. We got there for the 2020 show, which was right before the big outbreak. Mm-hmm. But it was a huge event, and it's a very, if you ever get a chance to go, it's pretty fun. So when you guys are traveling, is it to kind of it's the two of you along with your son, is he on the road a lot with you in terms of, like, is it a homeschooling situation, or how does that work exactly?
Yep. So he just finished kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And so we are kind of like, we're doing a little bit different. We did school kind of the whole year. And so during the summer, he was doing Spanish and computer science. And so we're in a break right now. And then we'll start back up in October in first grade.
Wow, so that's terrific. And is he loving the road?
Yeah, I think some parts he's loving the road. It took us 15-hour drive to get to Oklahoma. So he did actually super great. I was really impressed with him. But he's a great traveler, so we feel really lucky.
That is great. And we've had this phenomenon multiple times on the show with young families. And their kids gain so much information and education by being on the road and seeing different places in their own country and learning so much about, history and geography and culture and everything. It's a wonderfully educational experience, wonderful educational experience. And have you seen a little of that with your son?
Oh, totally. I mean, like nature and animals, we saw some of the most incredible animals in the wild. It was just, it's such a cool experience. Yeah. And to be able to expose them to new cultures and different ways of living, not just like just Florida, where he kind of spent most of his life. I think it's just been a huge, huge benefit for sure.
Yeah. He loves dinosaurs. So like, being able to go.
What is it that he loves? I'm sorry.
He loves dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. So to be able to go to certain places that that you see fossils, like real fossils.
Real fossils in the earth still, and, and you know, dinosaur trap.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So let me ask you this. Did he watch Kong versus Godzilla? Did he see that movie?
Hell yeah.
For that, but
because that's got a pretty big fire breathing dinosaur in it. the website, I should say, the Instagram page is this Hidalgo life, and like I said, you've got about 1,700 followers, close to it so far, and on Instagram, and sharing your family adventures while you travel the USA in your RV. That's your sort of your line there, your slug line to get people in to check it out. Fantastic photos here, places you guys have visited. I'm just scrolling through as we speak, and some beautiful places out west. And man, your boy is looking like he is just living the life out there in the Great West.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a blast.
Good, good. Well, we want to find out more about all that and the trips and everything else you guys are doing. We'll do that on the other side of the break. My guests are the Hidalgos. It's Nicole and Charlie. This Hidalgo Life is their Instagram page. We'll be back to chat more with them now this break.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG and her experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guests are Nicole and Charlie Hidalgo. This Hidalgo Life. And this Hidalgo Life sounds like a pretty fun life, to be honest with you. You guys are moving and shaking. And, you know, Charlie, you work from the road, and you're able to do that, which is great. A lot of folks have made that transition in these very challenging different times that we're all living in. And you do production work for like a staging company and events and things like that, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And that's gotta be an awful lot of, preparation and coordination to, I can't imagine how your brain works to keep all that in line.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, we have a great team that, you know, our office team pretty much, and then we have a road team, you know, so there's about 20 of us that travel around, you know, all the, you know, every week, every day, you know, sometimes 25 days out of the month, you know, before COVID, that's how much we're traveling. And we just try, you know, we travel, we set up meetings, and we run them, then we strike them, and I fly out. You know, a lot of times is to go home, and a lot of times is to go to the next one.
When you go to an area, let's say, like you said, you're in Tulsa now, hypothetically, if you're doing some kind of event there, does the entire team handle all the staging and the teardown and all that stuff? Or do you have to use folks from the area to you know, help you kind of supplement the taking care of everything?
Yeah, so a lot of our, you know, since we're a mid-level production company, we're in hotels a lot, you know, you know, so like staging and stuff comes from the hotel. We do have to hire, we hire stagehands to, you know, to bring in, to help us set up all the equipment, you know, and so we bring in all the gear. We have a team that brings in that gear. And then we still, you know, whenever you need extra hands for, depending on the size of the meeting, you know, we do locally for those things.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I've been playing in bands forever, and I when I was younger, I didn't mind it so much. But when you have a great gig and you feel awesome, and then you realize at the end of the gig you have to tear down everything, no one's there to do it for you. Like I think about companies like yours, and it's like, oh man, I wish I can just push the button and just walk, hop in my car, go home, and not worry about the equipment. I'm a keyboard player, and I've got a big rig that I use on stage, and it's just like, Oh my gosh, I just do not want to tear this down right now. I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm sweaty. Last thing I want to do is wrestle with this stuff. But so I'm sure you know how that kind of feels. I'm sure some of those events can get pretty grueling.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some big ones. I mean, Vegas, you know, if you go to Vegas, it's going to be a big show. You know,
yeah,
it's going
to sure. Let's talk a little bit about the fun side of the travel, you know, not so much always having to worry about setting up and striking a set of some kind. You get to also see the country. You know, it's like there used to be an old commercial, you know, join the Marines, see the world, or not join the Navy, see the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's sort of like what you do because your work takes you to different places around the country. And yet you get this, you know, you get on your downtime, you get to kind of see all this cool stuff. And you've seen some beautiful things. I mean, I'm looking on the Instagram page and great shots of Utah and all these other great places that you've visited. Do you factor that in when you're traveling? It's like, you know what? I got 2 days in Vegas, but I think we could sneak away to the Grand Canyon or something like that for a couple of days. Like, does that, you coordinate it?
Yeah, I think that's like my job. So whenever I check his schedule, I'm like, okay, we have this gap of time. Let's do this while we're in the area. So we definitely try to take advantage of every place that we're at as much as we can.
Yeah, that's gotta be something that, you know, it's fun to, you know, you get be able to sneak that stuff in when you can, because you know, it's amazing how big this, people don't realize how large the United States is. And I'm just talking about the continental, you know, the lower 48, you know, and then of course you got Alaska and Hawaii, but just the lower 48, there's just so much to do.
Yeah.
So many places to see, and it's so diverse. California in its own right has 1,000 things to do, right? What's one of the, what would you say would be for you guys, and maybe you have individual ones, separate ones, but takeaways in terms of your, some of your favorite places, like what's one thing you said, oh man, we got to get back there?
I think for me was probably Kanab, Utah.
Yeah.
We stayed at Dark Sky RV Park. The privacy, you know, you open your door and you don't have another RV next to you. You know, where we're at right now, you know, you look to our left and, you know, you could almost touch the RV next to us.
It's a neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so being in Dark Sky in Kanab, Utah, like, was probably,
highlight.
It was the, you know, if I could give it 1,000 out of 1,000, I would, because, you know, you looked out the front door, no RVs, you know, you look out the back, the next RV is probably 200-300 feet away, you know, like probably more, honestly. Like, it was just amazing there.
And the proximity to so many other things. So Bryce Canyon's just an hour drive north of you, and that's just a beautiful park.
Yeah.
Zion, we're 20 minutes away. Grand Canyon's an hour away. So it's just beautifully centrally located. Yeah. The only thing it doesn't have is an airport. Otherwise, we would have been like, we're moving to Kanab, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a ways from Denver, right?
Yeah.
3-4 hours probably. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit of a schlep to Denver from there. Yeah. Where to next? You have some places on, I know you're heading back home to Florida, but do you have some places that you're thinking, you know, short term where you're saying, let's go see that for something that the schedule will allow.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to Florida for the holidays, see family again. Both of our families are in Florida. So we'll spend the holidays there. And then I would love to see the Smokies. We did that a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to go back up there in the fall if we can. Yeah. If we can swing it, I think that'd be really fun.
Terrific. That is great. Well, yeah, it's been a lot of fun visiting with you guys. You got to check out the site. Is This Hidalgo Life. It's on Instagram. Are you have other social media presence anywhere? Or is it just Instagram right now?
We have a YouTube channel that we upload. And then we have a TikTok.
Great. And is it This Hidalgo Life on all of those?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is. All right. This Hidalgo Life. And again, sounds like a fun life to me. It is Nicole. It is Charlie. And In Tow is their little guy who goes with them everywhere they go, which makes sense since, you know, he's big part of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is terrific, and we'd love to see you again. Maybe we'll catch up with you from somewhere else, some to be determined great location here in the U.S. Thanks again so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is Nicole. It is Charlie Hidalgo. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. My name is Tom Alexander. Look who it is. It is our guest coordinator, Neve Carrizacco. Hey, Neve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great. And I know we've got a lot of new things to share with our audience, including a new member of the RV Advisor family, and in particular, your family.
Yes.
There she is. There she is. It is Darcy. Hey, Darcy.
She's just relaxing.
She's just chilling out.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We've been waiting for that arrival, as obviously I know you and your family have. And
yes,
it's just beautiful. She's what, about 2 weeks now?
She would be 2 weeks on Friday. So getting there. Yeah, almost 2 weeks now.
Okay. So actually, by the time this posts, it will be 2 weeks. Yeah, it will be.
It will be two weeks. Yeah.
So that's terrific. Wow, that is great. Yeah. So she's that's first and foremost the new news, I guess you could say, the big news.
She's the newest member of the RV Advisor.
Don't want to bury the lead. We want to just lead off with the big story, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and of course, another big story we have is our move to our new headquarters.
Yeah,
and, I know
Super excited.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the latest you've heard?
The latest I've heard is just back and forth on the actual move over. Obviously, we were in a very large location, the one that tragically burnt down months ago. So, we are basically just trying to figure out the logistics of the move over, as well as talking to a bunch of other different outdoor brands that we're going to collaborate with. And hopefully have stores or storefronts, shall we say, for those brands at the new location. So basically, like, kind of call it like a Bass Pro store for like the RV industry. Just every sort of knickknack and product and part that you could possibly imagine, we are trying to provide at a one-stop shop on behalf of the RV Advisor and sister companies and so on. So yeah, very excited to see where that goes. Gigi has been working very, very hard on putting that all together with the team. We're obviously remote a lot of the time, but for the people that are there with her every day, they're working really hard on it. So I'm very excited to see when it is.
When are they not working hard? I mean, you know, it's I'm telling you, it's fifth gear all the time.
It really
Gigi
is.
And the team.
Yeah, and especially since COVID hit, I feel like it just everything to do with travel and the RV industry just really skyrocketed. So it's been an amazing time. And now obviously with hurricane season, fingers crossed we don't have any hurricanes, but if there are, that obviously is a substantially busier time for Gigi also, because she provides emergency housing for people here in the United States, as well as working with FEMA for the islands and things like that. So yeah, just all around a really busy time for us right now.
It sure is. And of course, we here in South Florida are very keenly aware of hurricane season, which we've got just a shade under 3 months left until it's all over, officially over. Of course, we've been known to get some hurricane activity even in December. It's not completely out of the realm of possibilities, but
right.
November 30th is the last official day of hurricane season. on that cheery note, we'll say goodbye for this week. Of course, if you're interested in joining us on the RV Advisor podcast, Neve is the person to reach out to. Why don't you give him your email?
Yeah, my email is ncarrie@thervadvisor.com, or get me on social media via the RV Advisor on Instagram or Facebook, Twitter, any of those. So just send us a DM or a private message, comment, and we will get back to you, and we will be more than happy to have you on our show.
Great. Neve, thank you so much. For Neve Carrizacco, I'm Tom Alexander, thanking you for watching again and listening right here on the RV Advisor podcast. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday. So long, everybody.